Hello, I'm Mark Croxford from Canberra, the national capital of Australia. A couple of days ago, a business colleague sent me a link about Audioboo. Let's call him Bob. Bob asked me what sort of uses I could see for Audioboo. Well, after some consideration, I've come up with a few ideas that I'd like to share with you and Bob. Audio blogging with Audioboo is the equivalent of YouTube, but with none of the hassles of getting the camera in focus or the lighting sorted, or indeed having to worry about what you look like on screen. There's no need to do your hair or worries about, does my bum look big in this? Just straight audio into the iPhone, then a push of a button and you're uploaded and you're away. Many would say Audioboo is a natural for me because I've got a great face for radio. But seriously, anyone who is in public relations or marketing or wannabes for that matter could find a use for Audioboo. Does that sound like you, Bob? Bob could use Audioboo to build up a following for his business or a particular product by providing regular and helpful information relevant to his niche. But whatever you do, Bob, resist the temptation to start with blatant advertising. Otherwise, you'll go nowhere fast. Build up a relationship. Let your followers get comfortable with you and the knowledge you have to share. Invest some time in your audience. It'll be worth it in the long run. When you're recording your information product, remember to be yourself. Real people with an interest in your niche want to hear real people, just like you, Bob, talking about your niche. So don't worry if you don't sound like a voiceover artist or a radio announcer. Your Audioboo will have much more credibility if it doesn't sound staged. It may take a few practice runs with Audioboo before you get it right, Bob. Until you get used to Audioboo, I suggest you count slowly to three in your head before you start recording. And at the end of your recording, count to three again, in your head of course, after you've finished and before you hit the stop button or the pause button to minimise the risk of cutting off your intro and your outro of your Audioboo. Another use for Audioboo could be citizen journalism. Remember Twitter, way back in 2009, when it was the only medium to get news to the world about perceived irregularities in the Iranian presidential election? Well, if you're Johnny on the spot, wherever you are, and you see breaking news, why not record a few Audioboos and share them with the world? Well, that's it for me. I'm off to create some new audio info products in my chosen niche. Talk to you soon.